Great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where we have conversations that inform, inspire, and remind you that you matter. This is the place where we share stories, wisdom, and experiences designed to help you live boldly, think empowering thoughts, and show up fully in the skin you're in. I'm your host, Nkechi Nwafor, and I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's get into today's episode. Great day, amazing humans. How awesome are you doing today? And today, I'm not alone. I'm with my girl, Gabby Mamone. Hey.
Girl.
I'm so tired of having to make up these intros, man. Jesus.
I love it.
You give me a lot of work.
Out of the years that we've been doing this, I don't think that no two have ever been the same.
Never the same. So what we got going today?
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say the last intro of the last podcast recording, we introduced in French and Italian. So you had to listen to that.
People needed Friends to go use back and listen to. They need to use a translator. Yeah. That's right.
All right. So what if I told you that your energy is more valuable than your time? Okay. Time, we know, you can schedule it. Put that in your calendar. But energy? You can't put that one in your calendar, right? So that determines how you show up in every moment.
Yeah.
So today, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about something that will change how you move through your day. Protect your energy like it pays you. Because in many ways it does.
You know, I think the first thing that came to mind as you were sort of speaking that intro was that, like, time doesn't give you capacity. Energy does.
Yes.
Right? And I think energy definitely determines, like, is how you show up, how you show up for whatever the task at hand is, you know?
Right.
And so protect your energy like it pays you. Sorry, listener.
Oh, that's okay. We're human.
I think that it's funny because the first thing that comes to mind for me is, yeah, it's really important. It is a valuable currency. And I am going to say that it is heavily receives deposits from how we speak about ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right. I think we even said it in our B-roll where I think you said, I think you said, I need some rest. I need to rest.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm so happy you didn't say I am tired.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many times, like I did a speech and I was like, I was talking about the power of I am. I said, just hands up. How many people said I am tired this morning? And I said, okay. And when you did, did it like say, yeah, give it up for the tired person? Like, did everybody like just like all of a sudden say, yes, to the tired person? No. Suddenly everybody else is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really tired too. I can't wait for Friday. And all of a sudden the energy around you is tired, is of tired energy, right? And so I'm going to say for me, number one, the deposits for your energy starts with how we talk to ourselves.
Yeah. Oh yes, you're absolutely right. And you know what? I feel like a lot of people manage their time, but they don't necessarily manage their energy like they manage their time. So to your point, a lot of people will say, I don't have enough time. We all have the same amount of time in the day, right? Or I'm so busy, or my calendar is full. But again, this is all the management of time. And if I were to put you in a room with someone who maybe isn't as energetic or values their time as much, I'm willing to bet same scenario, two different experiences, right? One feels energized, that's you. And one feels drained, which is the other person. Okay. And it's because energy affects how you speak. Right. It affects how you lead. It affects how you show up at home, your patience, your confidence, your health, your relationships, all the things. And it really goes to the question of where is your time going? But the real question is, where is your energy going?
Because Because you might have the time, if I kind of paraphrase or what I took from what you just said, you might have all of the time in the world. If you're not spending it with the right, I'm going to just, for this sake of purpose, for easy, with the right humans, that can drain. And then suddenly the results that you had desired to achieve are not met. So the results are not from the, you don't get the results from the calendar. You get the results from the capacity, and the capacity is created through the amount of energy that is able to be produced. Right. And that could just be like, it doesn't just have to be people. It could be, if you're doing things that drain you, then it's going to probably take you a lot longer to get through it than if you're doing something that energizes you. Right.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. So are you saying that people aren't necessarily tired? They're drained.
It's quite possible. Like I always, like one of the things I have, and I think we have spoken about here. So, related, but just give me a moment to explain this. Remember the mindfulness book that you gave me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the days of it, it says, write your to be list. And write your to-be list before you write your to-do list. Because it says that, you know, in the whole, like this world, we are human beings, but we're constantly writing to-do lists, which are, we have to do all of these things. And all of these things then get added to lists. And typically the list gets appended to every single day. And very rarely does it get shorter, right? Unless, of course, some of that stuff makes it onto your calendar, but I digress. So the mindfulness technique was, instead, write your to-be list. And so I'm going to take it one step further to what I recognize is, if I'm putting on my to-be list things that I want to become, and then if I look at my to-do list and nothing on my to-do list that I have to do for that day, for that week, has anything to contribute to who I want to become, then it's very likely that by the time I get through all of those to-dos at the end of the week, I'm drained. And not feeling any reward for it. Because I think the draining almost comes from the lack of reward, right?
But imagine, that's so powerful.
Imagine if I write my to-be list, and then my to-do list is informed from my to-be list. That's why I start my week writing a to-be list. Because even though I have all of these things that I need to do, whether it's for others, for work, for this, there's got to be something on my to-be that I'm making time to add to my to-do or on my calendar, so that at the end of the week, I feel like I had a harmonized week where I contributed not only to the greater good of others, but also I gave and poured back into something into myself, which I think is what is the energy refill.
Yes, I love that so much. Can we talk about energy leaks?
Ooh, yes.
I know, right? Like, so we're talking, we know the importance of energy in preserving energy, okay? So I think our listeners, we know this. So how do we get rid of the leaks? Like complaining, drama?
I think anytime you give your power away, you're leaking energy.
Yes, yes.
And we give our power away by, one, having disempowering conversations with ourselves, for one.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
I think for not having the right conversations with others.
Yeah.
For people-pleasing, I think, is an energy leak.
I agree. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I'm not able to go to this event. You don't have to explain yourself. It's not selfish. Mm-hmm. You can have boundaries. Mm-hmm.
I think lack of self-care is an energy leak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like not, I mean, we've talked about it on this podcast many times, but I'm pretty, even as I'm coming out of this period of like my surgery recovery, my non-negotiable still was starting my day with personal self-care. So even though I didn't have all of the other routines in me, I woke up, prayed. I used the Bible app. I was doing my Bible plans. So I like my mind intention was really set for the day. I stood in front of my mirror. I did my affirmations. I did all of my self-talk declaration, all of that kind of work. I went and did my physio, which was me working on healing my body. And then I would come and then have a healthy, I would break my fast. I would obviously, you know, sort of bathe and all that, but for me, like I love what I do for body care. Like, you know, my scents, I love scents, you know, I'd put on the aromatherapy in my house pretty much every day. I'd open up the blinds to bring the sunlight in, and I would have, you know, I have a teddy bear, which has kept me company all through. But all of these things were, whether like as I sit and I thought, I felt comfort. I felt energy. I felt energized through that 4 weeks. I didn't, even though I slept a lot, I didn't feel depleted. I didn't feel like I was leaking.
Yes. I just love that so much. It's important that we all recognize the title here, which is protect your energy like it pays. Right. And so when we take a look at protecting energy, would you agree that it's responsible and it's mature? And that's really the way that we can be healthy and we can lead well and we have self-respect. It's really...
Well, think about things that pay us, right? Our jobs.
Yeah.
And think about how how we'll speed through like traffic, we'll cut people off just to get to our job really, really quickly.
Yeah.
But then if you think about like, okay, but then you walk into a room and... Or you have a conversation where you're not being completely honest with the person and you leave that conversation demoralized. Well, guess what? You just, that was a leaky experience, right? So if you start to think about, okay, what are the things that pay me? And then how can I treat my energy in the same, with the same level of commitment that, that I give to that? Yeah.
Okay. So could we wrap up this episode with each of us giving three ways that we can protect our energy?
Okay. Yeah. I think I did some, but sure. Mm-hmm.
We can wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can say.
Okay. So I was
saying. Do you want me to go first? You go first. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't even ask.
No, go do it. Yeah.
I would say number one would be self-talk. So
yeah.
Watch how you talk to yourself.
Yes.
Very, very important. I'm going to say that self-talk, self-care, right, is an energy boost. And the other one I'm going to say that is really, that is random and we haven't talked about it, is service.
Oh, yes. I love that.
I think service is an energy generator.
I just think that's
being in service to others. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a people pleaser. That.
Yeah.
Serving. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I love that. So for me, it's choosing who you want to spend your time with.
Yes. Very important.
Because time is very valuable. Who do you want to spend it with? I think that's important. I would say blocking focus time in your calendar. I have a lot of blocks. I have prep time. I give myself buffers after certain meetings. There used to be a time where I was literally back to back to back to back. And then it's evening and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to keep my notes. I got to do the contracts. I got to send the follow-up emails. And it was just like, why am I running myself this way? So having focus time allows me to finish that. That's important for me. I would say I take breaks without my phone. I have my notifications off and I get to choose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get to choose when I go on social media, when I reply. I don't like working and then having the notifications ding on me when I'm ready. I have time where I look at social media. And I think that has allowed me to ties in with boundaries, but that really allows me to just take breaks and really be mindful, watch my energy. I have to, I have to watch my energy.
So I think one thing that you said that you haven't yet said on this podcast is a really great example is we had originally scheduled an hour to do some batch recording.
Yes.
And you sent me a message and you had said that you needed to push it out because you thought you would get to the location where you do your recording from. You want to, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually wanted to mention that. So as Inc mentioned, we had time to record this podcast recording. And I knew that if I were to rush, I was at my mom's house at the time, rush from my mom's house to the location where I normally record from, that I would rush. I might even risk being late. I wouldn't have a chance to have dinner. And it wasn't feeling right. But I'm also a woman of my word, and I didn't want to actually reschedule this podcast recording. And so I had asked, and thank you for the grace of allowing us to start late. In that half hour gap, I thought to myself, you know what, even though I bought myself another half an hour, it still didn't feel right that I had to rush there, change, and then come back again. And I was like, you know what, it's fine what I'm wearing. There is no judgment here. Let me come to my best in this recording. And that's exactly what I did. I'm in a yellow t-shirt, and that's okay, right?
Those are the ways you protect your energy.
Yeah, if anything, I really like this t-shirt. There's a smiley face on it. It's quite nice. Yeah, but the point here is there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to have negative self-talk and put myself in a stressful situation, right? It's like, you know what? I'm going to be a woman of my word. I'm going to do this podcast recording, but I'm going to do it so it feels right. And thank you for understanding that. Mm-hmm. And no guilt, no shame. I was very responsible. I gave myself a lot of respect.
Yeah. And I think that's another really great tip for a lot of people is like the things that we typically think are going to matter, they don't. And yeah. A lot of times really asking for grace is probably the biggest gift that you can give yourself to protect your energy. Right. And you'd be surprised how the world responds to that.
It's true. And, you know, in the B-roll, we talked about energy multiplying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, kind of in summation, if you walked into a room and you feel that someone is calm, or you walk into a room and you feel that someone is stressed, mm-hmm. or someone is listening, or mm-hmm. someone makes someone feel safe, or all of this, this is called energy. Right? And leaders transfer energy, speakers transfer energy, parents transfer energy, managers transfer energy.
Both ways, either side
of
the cord.
So that's how it multiplies. Yes, exactly. So this is why this is an important topic. Protect your energy because it's not just for you. It's for all the people around you. Yeah. My energy, my kids feel, your energy, your team feels. Mm-hmm. This is very important. It's for everybody around you.
I love that. And can I, just before we rock, I have to let you know what I did with that extra 30 minutes that you gave me.
Yeah, I took a nap. I would love to know. Nice. You protected your energy, and that's another way. Look, I love that.
If somebody gives you time, you take it and use it to give yourself some energy. So I took a 20-minute power nap.
Oh, so good.
I love it. So this is where we have to close this episode.
Okay, listeners, you've heard lots of tips. So make it, protect your energy. Decide what you're going to do, friends.
And this is where we have to say, we're out. I'm Ink and?
I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Empowered in My Skin podcast. If today's conversation resonated with you, please take a moment to share this episode, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an empowering conversation. And remember, empowered humans empower humans. Until next time, I'm your girl, and I'm out.